Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting second. The center fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting third. The first baseman, Wally Joyner. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The DH, Bob Hamilton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Chris James. Batting ninth. The catcher, Brent Maine. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Lee Tinsley. Batting second. The left fielder, Troy O'Leary. Batting third. The first baseman, Mo Vaughn. Batting fourth. The DH, Jose Canseco. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Tim Nehring. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Luis Alicia. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Juan Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jeff Suppan. And now, play ball. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lockhart hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Royals. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Goodwin hits a fly ball into left field. O'Leary settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suppan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne strikes out. 2 outs. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. James hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. There goes James. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. James steals second. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Maine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Maine for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco hits a line drive into left field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. one out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nehring strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 0-for-1 in the game. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Lockhart moves to third. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Joyner hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lockhart tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Royals. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. There goes Goodwin. The throw from McFarlane and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Gaetti is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaetti hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of O'Leary. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Goodwin scores. It's 3-0, Royals. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hamilton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. Two outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 0-for-1 in the game. Nunnally hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of James. McFarlane reaches second base with a double. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alicia hits a line drive towards first. Joyner catches it and throws to second to double up McFarlane. Two outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 0-for-1 in the game. Gagne hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Gagne reaches second base with a double. Chris James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards first. Vaughn scoops it up and throws to first, with Suppan covering, for the out. Gagne moves to third. One out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Maine is 0-for-1 in the game. Maine hits a pop-up towards short. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lockhart is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Lockhart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Alicia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Tinsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. O'Leary is 0 for 1 in the game. O'Leary hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 1 in the game. Vaughn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner takes first base on ball 4. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gaetti is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Whiten. Gaetti reaches second base with a double. Joyner moves to third. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a fly ball into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 2 in the game. Nunnally is walked intentionally. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco strikes out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten strikes out. 2 outs. Tim Nehring batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into center field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. James is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. James hits a line drive into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Brent Maine is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Maine is 0 for 2 in the game. Maine hits a fly ball into right field. Whiten settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lockhart is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell misplays the ball. That's an error on Bell. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Suppan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lockhart moves to second. Real Cormier now pitching. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joyner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Alicia scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Alicia is 0 for 1 in the game. Alicia hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nunnally. Alicia reaches second base with a double. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alicia moves to third. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tinsley is 0 for 2 in the game. Tinsley hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. Alicia scores. Bell moves to second. One out. It's 3-1, Royals. Troy O'Leary batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. O'Leary is 0 for 2 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to first for the out. Bell moves to third. Two outs. Mo Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0 for 2 in the game. Vaughn hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell scores. It's 3-2, Royals. Ippolito Pichardo now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Vaughn moves to second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 3 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. 2 outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Nunnally is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Nunnally hits a pop-up into center field. Tinsley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Nehring takes first base on ball 4. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. McFarlane strikes out. 1 out. Luis Alicia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alicia is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Alicia hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Nehring moves to second. 2 outs. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. Nehring moves to third. Juan Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Red Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gagne hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Chris James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. James hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nehring fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gagne moves to second. Brent Mayne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayne is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayne bunts towards third. Nehring fields it and throws to first for the out. Gagne moves to third. James moves to second. One out. David Howard pinch hits for Keith Lockhart. David Howard is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gagne scores. James moves to third. It's 4-2, Royals. Phil Hyatt pinch runs for Chris James. Tom Goodwin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Goodwin hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Wally Joyner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Joyner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Joyner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. David Howard now playing second base. Phil Hyatt now playing right field. John Nunnally now playing left field. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Tinsley is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tinsley strikes out. 1 out. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. O'Leary is 0 for 3 in the game. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Mo Vaughn batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vaughn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Vaughn hits a line drive into left field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Canseco hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. O'Leary moves to second. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0 for 3 in the game. Whiten hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hyatt. Whiten reaches second base with a double. O'Leary scores. Canseco moves to third. It's 4-3, Royals. Tim Nehring is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nehring is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Nehring hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Stan Belinda now pitching. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti strikes out. 1 out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 4 in the game. Hamilton strikes out. 2 outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nunnally is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Nunnally hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Alicia reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. McFarlane hits a fly ball into right field. Hyatt settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie McGee pinch hits for Luis Alicia. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee bunts towards the mound. Montgomery juggles the ball. That's an error on Montgomery. Matt Stairs pinch hits for Juan Bell. Matt Stairs batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Stairs hits a line drive into left field. Nunnally settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes McGee. The throw from Maine and he is safe. McGee steals second. Lee Tinsley is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Tinsley is 0-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Tinsley takes first base on ball 4. Troy O'Leary is at the plate with a count of 0-1. O'Leary is 1-4 in the game, with a single. O'Leary hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Howard fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.